Hey, what happened to my song? I got to change this again. What's the Buzz New York? Welcome to What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. My startup music, which is supposed to come on, didn't. It's What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. And today we're going to have a great guest. Philip Giambri is going to be joining us. What a wordsmith he is. Yes, he is. And anyway, now I feel like I should have some kind of opening music, but now I don't know what I want to have because I have been deceived. I know what we should start with. We should start with little Tom Carosa. Here we go. This is a great opening. I'm going to change my opening.
After mass just last Sunday, my speedy pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi. For potato to cheese and to me, hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. So I asked, what would you do? She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my ten pierogi girl. My ten pierogi girl, she's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. My ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy bag.
Tom Carosa, available on CD, baby. Oh, we're going to have a great guest today. A special guest will be Philip Giambri, also known as the Ancient Mariner. He left home at 18 and never looked back. He's seen and done what others dream of or fear. That's how he lives, and that's what he writes. His 2020 book, The Amorous Adventures of Blondie and Boho, Two East Village Dive Bar Coyotes, is a story of love, survival, and gentrification in New York City's East Village. His 2016 book, Confessions of a Repeat Offender, is a compilation of his performance stories and poems. His 2017 chap book, Love Born in Retrograde, is a collection of love poems and erotica. You can find out more at www.ancientmarinertales.com. www.ancientmarinertales.com. There's a great publishing party where it's going to be at the Parkside Lounge, 317 East Houston Street. 317 East Houston Street, 21 and over only, Saturday, February 22nd, 4 to 7 p.m. Saturday, February 22nd, 4 to 7 p.m. 4 to 7 p.m. Okay, so check that out. He'll be calling in today. So my 10 pierogi girl is kind of a theme because Tom Carosa's favorite place is in the East Village, Veselka. I got to say it right. Anyway, that's where he goes for his pierogies. And since this is an East Village theme day, that's what we're going to go with. That's what we're going to go with. I think, yeah. So we should go, make it a New York theme going on before Philip calls in. Let's see what else we got in New York here. I'm looking through my things. Oh, we have, okay, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Also, check out her books on Amazon. And also, Cake, a love story based on Betty Jo and her husband's life. And if you look very closely at the last 10 minutes, you'll see me. Yep. All right. Okay. I'm checking out here. Let's see. All right. I'll find it. Don't worry about it. Okay. What do we have next? Until then, I'm going to find something. This is, I'm going through my switchboard right now, and I'm also going through my emails at the same time because people are writing me while I'm on there. The chat room, I can't open it, people. I don't know why. It's not opening for me today. So, Gordon, I know you're checking in with me somewhere here. Okay. And, gosh. All right. Gordon, I know tonight I'll be at Otto Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar. Okay. Otto Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar. Here we go, Gordon's. No Name and a Bag of Chips, February 21st. Eric Vedder's the MC. Mary G. Wayne is stage manager. Tonight will be scheduled to perform Mike DeFlo, Jillian Thomas, Carol Montgomery, Charles McBee, and me, Nancy Lombardo, the Summer Replacement Band, and they are wonderful. All right, so check that out. That's Otto Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar between A and B. Okay, that's tonight. I'll also be there Sunday from 3 to 5, Otto Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar. Okay, and that is Kathy's and Penny Show. Okay, comedy show. All righty, we'll check that out. Showtime is 7 p.m. All right, you can take the L, and if you get in the first, let me see, last car of the L, the first car of the L, you'll get off right on Avenue A, and you cross the street. You're like right there, everybody. Okay, what else do we have going on? All right, we're just waiting on Philip to call in, and until then, I'm looking for something New York-y to play. Okay. What else have we got going on? Oh, yes. Tonight is my TV show, which you can watch at www.mnn.org, mnn.org, and that's the Lifestyle Channel, and you could check that out there, too. All right. Okay. Until then, why don't we just do this?
Money. Money. Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around. Money makes the world go around, it makes the world go round. A mark, a yen, a buck, or a pound, a mark, a yen, a buck, or a pound is all that makes the world go around, that clinking, clanking sound can make the world go round. Money, 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 money. If you happen to be rich and you feel like a nice entertainment, you can pay for a gay escapade. If you happen to be rich and alone and you need a companion, you can ring
ting-a-ling
for the mate. If you happen to be rich and you find you are left by your lover and you moan and you go and fight a lot, you can take it on the chin, call a cab and begin to recover on your 14-carat yacht.
What?
Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. Money makes the go round, the flat we both are sure on being poor.
Money, 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 money.
Money, 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 money,
money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money,
money, money, money, money,
money, money, money,
money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money,
money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, bird go around the world. Money makes the world go around the clinking, clanking sound. Money, 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 money. Get a little, money, 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 money. Mark a yen, a buck for a pound. That clinking, clanking, clunking sound is all that makes the bird go round. It makes the bird go round.
I love New York. I really love New York. I mean, where else could you come from any other part of the universe and be given an opportunity to drive a cab? We don't even care if you speak English. Come on in. Here's your cab. Here's your map. Go. And you know what I really miss about the cabs? They used to have celebrities telling us to buckle up. Do you think in India they had celebrities telling them to buckle up?
Hello. This is Gandhi. Please wear your seatbelt peacefully and with little resistance. Hello, this is Buddha. Don't wear your seatbelt and come back as a fly.
Hello, this is the fly. Don't listen to Buddha. Don't listen to... Oh, no, not again.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Move in, move in, move in. Stop. The tour is about to begin. Manhattan is an Algonquin Indian word. It means, will that be cash or charge? We're walking, we're stopping. Manhattan is a city of cultures, active cultures and bacteria, so don't touch anything. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking, we're stopping. We're now facing the Hudson River. There is the Statue of Liberty. She stands 305 feet above sea level. In her right hand, she's clutching the torch of freedom. In her left, a Gucci knockoff bag. We're walking, walk over him, he's okay. We're walking, we're stopping. We are now at Wall Street, facing Trinity Church, burial ground for Captain Lawrence, Robert Fulton, and as pictured on the $10 bill, Alexander Hamilton. Now might be a good time to point out, Taiping is not a town in China. We're walking. We're now on Wall Street, Federal Hall, the first capital of the United States. Across the street is the New York Stock Exchange, where last I saw my capital fall. We're walking. We're being mugged. We're getting mugged. We're bleeding. We're okay. Our last stop will be historical Greenwich Village, where we will visit the ever-popular St. Vincent's Emergency Room. Remember, we're New Yorkers. We don't judge. Just don't wear white after Labor Day. Everything else we let slide.
Available on my CD on CD Baby. Anyway, okay, so that was the New York theme that we had going there. And I believe I see Philip is in the house. Philip Giambre. Okay, we're going to bring on Philip Giambre, also known as the Ancient Mariner. I'm going to open up his mic now. Good morning,
Phil. Hi, Nancy.
Phil.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So we're making it a New York theme in honor of your book.
Well, thank
that's
you.
That's being released this weekend. This publishing, so I'm doing the New York theme with your book, your newest book, and I gave them an intro all about you at the beginning of the show, so we don't have to fill them in on that part. But I know, Phil, we've performed together for quite a while now, and he's an amazing storyteller. And this week, he's celebrating the publishing of The Amorous Adventures of Blondie and Boho, Two East Village Dive Bar Coyotes. Okay, where? It's going to be at the Parkside Lounge, 317 East Houseman Street, 21 and over only. And that's this Saturday, February 22nd, 4 to 7, Parkside Lounge, 317 East Houseman. Okay, I got that in there right off the bat, Phil. Now let's talk about, okay, this is your fourth book, I believe, your fourth book?
Third book.
Correct?
Third book. Yeah.
Third.
Book. Oh, yeah.
What about the little pink one? That doesn't count?
The first one was Confessions of a Repeat Offender. The second one was Love Born in Retrograde. And this current book now is the third one, The Amorous Adventures of Blondie.
I read the little pink. The pink one was the poem book, I guess. Okay, you don't count that one. All right. It's in the scroll. All right, so tell us about your newest book.
Well, Blondie and Boho actually they're fictional characters, but, you know, I've lived in the East Village on St. Mark's Place for more than 50 years, and the two characters represent the split feelings I have about living in the East Village. Boho character is short for bohemian, and it represents a lifestyle that mostly I've been blessed to live that's disappearing rapidly from the East Village, where you could, you know, live rent cheap and be creative, be an actor, be a writer, whatever, and always hustle a good living. That lifestyle is pretty much gone now. Blondie represents what the East Village hope is, because Blondie, the character, grew up on 12th Street and Avenue B during the worst of times in the East Village, when Tompkins Square Park was a homeless shelter and drug addicts were everywhere. And Blondie's a survivor, so her character offers hope for a new generation coming in and surviving in the East Village. That's pretty much concise. And all of their friends, that's about it.
Yeah, well, actually, I would say, because I've heard you read some from the book so far. I look forward to it. Oh, where can I get the book? That's right, too. Let's get that in there.
It's available on Amazon.
On Amazon. Okay, pretty cool. Okay, get on Amazon. Or you can go to the publishing party at the Parkside Lounge and buy it right there, preferably
yes.
with cash. And I might want to add that I love Phil's Confessions book. I wrote a review of it on Amazon as well. I highly recommend that one too. It's well written. Your characters are so colorful, and you bring New York to life. That you're right. You know, I think about that as a comedian, Phil. When I'm performing my comedy, sometimes I'll look at the audience and I'll stop myself from doing a piece because I go, they will have no idea what I'm talking about. They will have no point of reference for what I'm talking about. I might as well be saying, hey, did you catch Bonanza last night? You know, because who's Hoss? Who's Little Joe? You know, they will have no idea. And the references,
yes.
too. And my gosh, 50 years, you have seen all the changes on St. Mark's Place. Or as I refer to St. Mark's, where every day is Mardi Gras. But
I call it the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. I call it the Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Oh, definitely. And I've seen this. I remember the transitions of your block, too. There used to be a great, after we did the First Amendment show, there was a great dance place. And I think it was called MacArthur's. Can that be? It was underground in a basement, but it was like one of the few dance places in New York in the 80s, and it was around St. Mark's Place. I remember that. But
Number 57 on St. Mark's Place used to be Club 57. That was down below the Polish Church, and the B-52s and a lot of punk bands played back there in the 80s.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of. What did you say, Club 57?
Yeah, and the Pyramid Club was big on Avenue A. That's still in existence, and they still have 80s nights once a week.
Yeah, I performed at the Pyramid Club in the 80s when they used to do performance art. Oh, my gosh. So this is great. So this is, you're very excited about this Saturday. This is your publishing. Anyone's welcome, right? They can come to the book party, right?
Absolutely. And friends of mine, mostly from the neighborhood, will be reading stories from the book, and I'll be reading one short piece from the book also. And there's good rock and roll by local bands. Excuse me?
Oh, and there's music too? There's music? That's great.
Well, yeah, there's two live bands. Joff Wilson's band Soul Cake will be opening the show during the book signing and sales. Then we'll have an hour of poetry reading, and then Rick Eckerly's Archangel Band will close the show while we're serving pizza. So it should be lots of fun. Good rock and roll.
Wow. 5, 6, 7, 3 hours. Okay. That's a lot. But you're very excited about the book. I know. I mean, I've read your other books, and I really highly recommend Phil's work, and I'm looking forward to reading his latest. Did you happen to have a piece ready for me?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to read a piece called Smoke and Mirrors. It's a poem, and it's a love poem, so it's one of my favorites. It will be read at the show by Kiran Kadwani, a good friend of mine. Here it goes. It's episode 4 in the book, Smoke and Mirrors. They're not real. They seem to exist for each other only as smoke and mirrors. Hard to grasp, hard to hold on to, hard to see clearly, hard to fathom if the other's really there. Blind lovers reach through smoke, grope for substance, for honest, for real, for something to cling to. Truth is smoke, remains elusive, unknown, slips through fingers. Mirror reflects back a lone image, even as they struggle to be two, to hold tight, not slip away, not let go, not vanish from the other. Smoke and mirrors hold no substance, yet they lie together on a bed of dreams, hoping against hope that mirrors can be windows, that fresh air can dissolve smoke, reveal two lovers embracing. For a moment, happiness seems real. For this moment, they're not smoking mirrors. Thank you.
Very nice. That's great, Phil. You know, when I hear your work, I mean, and especially some of them from the Confessions book, too, some of them just jump out at me like they should be short films because they're so complete in stories. And you've had such a life from your early beginnings, as you said, you started young. You were on your own young.
Yes, I left home at 18, and you know, back in those days, you had to pay rent if you lived at home after you got out of school. That's the way my Italian parents looked at it. And they said, as long as you live in our house, you have to follow our rules. So I said, see you around, and I was gone. So I went into military and then eventually went back to school and then moved to New York in 68.
Wow.
Been a long road.
68. So, yeah, thank you for your service. You were in the Malouda, right? Were you on a submarine,
yeah.
That which is also interesting.
Yes, and another interesting fact, I went to high school with Chubby Checker and Fabian.
Wow.
That's how old
really.
I am.
Where's the school? Where was the school?
South Philadelphia High School. It's called Southern in South Philly. Graduated class of June 1959.
Hey, you
Chubby
know
Checker
what other
became,
performer?
Chubby Checker
on a submarine?
No, on a submarine, I was a writer for the. We had a daily newspaper on the submarine, and I wrote articles for that every day.
Oh my gosh, that was your start.
Yeah, and
that was
when
your
I went
start
back
with
to
your writing, right?
Yes, actually, it started in seventh grade at St. Nicholas School, where I won an award for my autobiography at 12 years old. Very exciting life I led.
Larry Storch. Larry Storch was on a submarine.
Really?
Remember
Andrew? I didn't know that.
Yep. He's a submarine guy too. And I think Don Rickles might have been too, but I'm not sure. I think he was in the Navy, but it's very interesting. You're in good company there. So you were the first underground, really underwater reporter.
And you're referencing me with two people that I Yeah, two funny people. Wow. Larry Storch. Does anyone remember him besides you and I?
No. Oh, actually, I actually did a benefit for one of his birthdays. I performed. Yes.
Wow. Nice guy.
He's still around, and he practices yoga. Stands on his head still at his age. Yeah, very good. But so more back to you. So anyway, this Saturday, they'll be doing a reading. So I'm going to guess it's a reading. And there'll be a bar, I'm sure.
Yes.
So you can have beverages
cheap
while
drinks.
You're watching. Cheap drinks.
Cheap drinks and pizza.
I like
pizza from Rizzo's.
Pizza, if you make it, if you stay till the end, you get pizza.
That's correct.
And
you
got to buy a book. No book, no pizza. That'll be the theme. No book, no pizza. No pizza for you.
I like that.
Great.
Yeah.
Your stories are. Yeah, no book, no pizza. That's the theme. And the also I love your characters are so colorful, but also in a very Kerouacian way, if I can make that into a word, Kerouacian word, really giving a flavor of what the East Village was. And other than Kerouac, I don't think anybody wrote as in depth about the village and that lifestyle, how different it was.
I moved here expecting, you know, to be involved in the beatnik scene. And by the time I got here, they were pretty much gone, moved to San Francisco or left the city. And the city was being taken over by hippies at the time. So I was between two generations and felt kind of misplaced. But eventually I found my home in dive bars. And the last remnants of the artists and all the people that I admired, writers, were still hanging around in places. And they're gradually disappearing one at a time. They're, you know, I guess you used to perform at the Sidewalk Cafe. That's gone. Cornelia Street Cafe is gone.
Yes, that's gone. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Beulah Land. There used to be a performance art space down there, too. And, and I was talking to somebody about that. I said it was such a different New York. Now anyone can perform if you have money to do a show.
It's kind of like politics.
Don't get started. Anyone can do a show if you have the money. Before, it used to be where it was affordable. I could say, okay, I'll rent the theater for $125. That's fair, you know,
yes.
And I get the door. But now it's not they'll give you the theater, but they want the entire door. You bring everybody in and give us the money, and you could have the space, which is a very good investment, I guess, if you own the theater. But it's true. It used to be more spaces. Hey, Phil, are you performing this Sunday at Otto's?
No, I'm not going to be able to make that. I did last Sunday, but I'm going to have to skip this one. I have too much going on right now. But I'll be back next month again. I really enjoy the comedy show with you guys. I don't know why I was ever invited in, but I'm really grateful.
Because Kathy said, I'll tell you the story. Kathy said, I ran into this guy. He's so colorful. I was taking his picture in the bathroom. And I said, what was his name? And she said, Philip Giambri. I said, I know Phil. That's why. And I like the idea. I was the one who suggested to keep the show eclectic and not just comedians, but to keep it eclectic, because I'm holding on to that downtown scene and Otto Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar, which I will be at tonight. 7 p.m. performing as well in No Name in a Bag of Chips. So I've got my plug in. Okay, can you believe it, Phil? The time just flies when you're talking to somebody.
Oh, wow.
So now let's plug everything in. All right?
All right.
Tell them where to go.
Parkside Lounge tomorrow, Saturday, 4 to 7 p.m., over 21 only, no kiddies. You'll have good pizza, cheap drinks, and good reading.
Good reading. And also you can find any of Phil's books, if you can't make it, on Amazon.com. I suggest buy them all. Also, I like No Book, No Pizza.
I'm going to put that sign up, I think. Thank you very much, Nancy.
Thank you for being a guest today on today's show. And also let me give your website. For more information on Phil Giambri, go to www.ancientmarinertales.com. www.ancientmarinertales.com. Get all of his books. Phil, it's going to be a great, great opening publishing thing. I will be posting on Facebook live from there when I go.
Wow.
So
thank you.
So we'll post, we'll do some live posts as it's happening on and off, and we'll go live on that on Facebook. So
amazing.
Phil, thank you, and much success with your book, 317 Houston Street. Between 4 and 7, you guys, get there. That's 22nd, 4 to 7. All right, Phil, thank you for being today's special guest on What's the Buzz New York.
I love you, Nancy. Bye-bye.
I'm going to pick you up now. I love you too, Phil. What a great guy. And Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, what an interesting man. Betty Jo, order his book if you can. I think you're going to like his writing. It's really, I love confessions, and I'm going to get his new book at the signing tomorrow, but I think you'd really like it. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, my favorite lady. Okay, so that ends our show. 90 seconds, the English lady just told me, only Betty Jo will get that joke. And keeping within the New York theme, okay, I'm going to find something New York to go. Oh, I went to the museum of gangsters on St. Mark Street, which is also a coincidence where Phil lives. Okay. And it was pretty interesting. It's kind of small, but it was an interesting lecture. A lot of pictures on the wall and Dillinger's death mask. So that was kind of fun. Oh, and it used to be a speakeasy. Okay, lady, I know here we go. We're going to go out on this in honor of Phil and Betty Jo. All
and
right.
And now,
what's the
10 rip-roaring 20 slang terms due for a comeback. Gams, legs. Specifically, a lady.
Get a load of them gams on Louise. Her legs are like the stock market. They go up, 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 and up forever.
Spifflicated. Drunk.
We got spifflicated at the gin joint and wisely invested all of our money in the stock market, whose roaring performance will surely continue to the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
The cat's meow. A person or thing that is extremely excellent.
America's economic performance is the cat's meow, I tell ya.
Giggle water. Any drink with alcohol.
Oh, God, I just lost everything. I'm ruined. I need me a giggle water, and quick.
Dewdropper, a young, unemployed man who sleeps all day.
What malarkey. Now everyone will think I'm a no-good lollygagging dewdropper.
Applesauce, an expletive.
There are no jobs anywhere, and the trouble boys must be zapped. Oh, applesauce.
Clams, money.
How many clams can I get for selling my blood? I've got a whole trench coat covered in this stuff right here.
Big sleep, death.
Make my own big sleep? It sounds crazy, but I have nothing left to lose.
No one's onion. To be well informed on a subject matter.
This FDR fella sure seems to know one's onions. I'm sure he'll turn the economy around lickety-split.
Ducky. All right.
This new deal sure is ducky. And now that everyone recognizes the wisdom of long-term economic planning, the economy will be ducky forever.
That was Philip Jombrich. Buzz New York, you're listening to me. Lombardo. Big kiss. Bye-bye.